12:09 p.m. Philippines Standard Time. This is the Omar WJ show. Omar WJ speaking. Do you want to speak, Ray?
I have a toy car.
You have a toy car. We want some real news, Ray.
I have a chicken.
You had chicken for dinner? For lunch?
Yeah. Chicken for dinner.
Chicken adobo. And what else?
I'm
waiting.
Egg and corned beef.
Egg and corned beef for breakfast, okay.
In my last podcast, I forgot to introduce myself and introduce the show. So I'm saying that now. They gave me a whole page for my hotel destination. Hotel was okay last night. It took me an hour to wait to check my bags. It went pretty fast.
Welcome aboard Philippine Airlines PRN 2P2934, bound for Butuan. We care about your health and safety to ensure that you enjoy a healthy, safe, and clean environment. To wear face masks throughout the flight. They may be loosened or taken down only for eating and drinking or when directed to cabin crew. Please store your baggage in the overhead bins or under the seat in front of you. This is a non-smoking flight. Smoking, charging, and use of e-cigarettes are not allowed. Tampering with the laboratory smoke detector is prohibited.
So, I hadn't planned for that sound effect. I got an aisle seat, so that makes me real happy. Let's see. I'll read to you all the instructions from that I got for the flight. When I checked in my hotel yesterday, they wanted to see my vaccine card. I don't remember what else they looked at. I think they looked at my One Health
Ladies
pass.
Ladies and gentlemen of Flight Express and Philippine Airlines passengers, this is your first officer from the flight deck. It's my pleasure to have you on this flight to Butuan. My crew and I intend to make this journey a pleasant and comfortable experience. Our flying time will be approximately an hour and 20 minutes, and we shall be cruising at an assigned altitude of 35,000 feet. For your safety, keep your seatbelts fastened whenever you're seated. Welcome aboard.
Well, that wasn't planned either. Looks like they really hustled up today, which is a good thing. I don't know why everybody's traveling. I guess it's for Holy Week. I got my bags checked now. That was painless. It was about an hour wait. And I was almost afraid because I had sat down. It took me an hour to wait to check my bags. It went pretty fast.
Welcome aboard Philippine Airlines, PRN 2P2934, bound for Butuan.
Gabby talked to me about things being back to normal and said that everything had been deserted at the airport for a while. I don't know how long. It's just too bad that they haven't done all these precautions in the USA, but that would have been required leadership, and I don't think, let's see. what's that famous photo of that TV president with toilet paper stuck to his shoe? Or unable to close a umbrella. The epitome of a fiasco.
Okay, let's see. So my son is asking me about my podcast. And this is my podcast, Ray. This is my show. This is the Omar WJ show, Ray.
Yeah.
I asked you if you wanted to speak and you said, no. So let's see what else. What was I saying? It gave me a whole page of stuff for my, with my airplane ticket. And I don't know why I couldn't have got that when I was in, where I was in the kingdom. And it's because I think Arabs don't like to plan or can't plan. And then even when I was leaving, they wanted me to buy an extra plane ticket. They wanted me to buy a plane ticket, a round trip plane ticket, or they wanted me to buy a airplane ticket to somewhere else. And I told them, I said, I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. I said, I might have a job offer here. Haven't heard from them, so that's over. And okay. It's not worth the breath to talk about. 8 days as a distressed traveler is a disgrace. Let's see. What's there's... All I've heard is war news. I watched CNN in my hotel room. Just put it on. I left it on. And it's all war news. And what have I heard today? Let me look at AP news. Dollars to donuts is... Oh, okay. Zelensky tells U.S. Congress, we need you right now. Russia's onslaught continues amid optimism over talks. Biden's China pivot complicated by Russia's war in Ukraine. Okay. This American told me at the airport that he was afraid of Iran, and he had been a Iraqi war veteran. Let me see what's on the news. Google News. Hundreds of millions in aid for Ukraine. Biden calls Putin a war criminal. U.S. adds kamikaze drones as more weapons flow to Ukraine. Well, the weapons sellers in the USA are happy to hear that. Florida massacre families to get millions for FBI's inaction. Oh, I gotta see that. My goodness. Federal officials confirmed Wednesday that the U.S. Department of Justice has reached a multi-million-dollar settlement with the families of most of those killed or wounded in a 2018 Florida high school massacre. That was Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Okay, Parkland. Okay, well, that's great to hear. hope somebody that's deserving gets some money. Ray, you want to say anything more?
I'm playing.
Okay, how about some news? What's the weather like?
I have a toy car.
I asked you, what's the weather like? Is it cold? No, it's sweltering. Okay, so this is the Omar WJ show. I guess I gotta start coaching Ray so he can talk on the show. Maybe I can interview my stepdaughters. I don't know if my wife wants to be on the show. Primary mission is, as always, to entertain. Secondaries is to instruct.